message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. It's my pleasure this morning to welcome you to God's presence. And I know that nobody here will miss out on God's presence in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to the month of March. And I pray that nobody here will miss out of his blessings in Jesus' name. We were out of Ilorin for a short period, ministering in Lagos. Also yesterday, my wife is presently in Lagos also ministering this morning. And we are grateful to God for his mercies and for his grace. Came back quite late last night just to be with God and to be with you all. To God alone be all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving with a difference. Thanksgiving with a difference. Open your Bibles with me, wonderful people, awesome people that love God so much, to the book of Jeremiah 30, verse 19. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 19. We'll be reading together. We have it on some of the screens. Let's go. 1, 2, go. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them. They shall not be small. Thanksgiving is a major force for the destiny of a man. Thanksgiving remains a major force for the transformation of the life and the destiny of a child of God. Thanksgiving is what brings about the differences in the life and quality of destiny of Christians. Now listen to this. Thanksgiving is what makes two people born on the same day as twins and makes their life look almost different. One is thanking God, one is a murmurer. Thanksgiving is what makes the life of two brothers or two sisters to have two different results. Thanksgiving is what makes two colleagues that graduated on the same day to have different results. I'm taking you somewhere this morning. Thanksgiving carries power. Two schoolmates with different results. Two brothers with different results. Two sisters with different results. Husband and wife in their various businesses with different results. The reason is because of their thanksgiving level. Important facts about Thanksgiving quickly this morning. I'll give you four important facts about that. Number one important fact is that Thanksgiving is the culture of the kingdom of God. Thanksgiving is the culture. Somebody say culture. That is the culture of God's kingdom. If you really want to be in this kingdom and your desire is to be a member of this kingdom on a permanent basis, then thanksgiving is crucial. Is vital, is essential. Number two, essential fact about Thanksgiving is that when Thanksgiving goes up, God shows up. Immediately you begin to thank God. God that looks as if he was far away before, he will show up. The God that looks as if he was not around you before, he will show up. God will show up for you today. I say God will show up for you today. I say God will show up for you today. I say God will show up for you today. Number three, important fact about Thanksgiving that we'll be looking at this morning is that Thanksgiving does not cost much, yet it accomplishes much. Thanksgiving doesn't cost you much. Maybe your sweat, which will turn to sweat. Thanksgiving doesn't cost you much. You don't necessarily have to go to one high mountain of 100 staircase to thank God. Right where you are, it doesn't cost you much. Yet, it accomplishes much in your life. Number four important fact about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving and praises of God is cheap to man but priceless to God. Thanksgiving is very cheap to a man, but it is priceless to a God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So, in every situation, we are expected to thank God. It is cheap to you, but it is expensive to God. There's nothing God cannot do for himself except this issue of thanksgiving. There's nothing God cannot do for himself except this issue of thanksgiving and praising God. That's why God holds it in high esteem. God holds this issue of thanksgiving in high esteem.
You are the living God, Lord.
There's no one like you. Children, thank him. Hey, lift your voice, and thank him. King of glory, everybody, El Shaddai, Messiah, Most High, Most Great, Most Mighty, Everlasting Father, Lily of the Valley, Father, Carer, Provider, Sustainer, Keeper, I worship you. I worship you. Bani bani tan saya. Alagbara giga. Obi mi mile. Oba nla. Awo kembere bija. Olorun alagbara giga. Olorun ose o. Ese o. Ese o.
Oh, no man, 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 no man,
Ask for one thing from God now. One thing. Oh yeah, go ahead. Ask him for one thing, not more than one thing. The heavens are open. The heavens are open. One thing you want him to do for you. Go ahead. Speak to God. Speak to God. Speak to God. Heavens are open. The heaven is 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 open. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise 1 minute. Just give him praise 1 minute. Just thank him. Appreciate him. Give him praise. Thank him. Thank him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship.
Amen.
Take your seat. I need to tidy this up quickly so that we can move on. Why does thanksgiving differentiate human beings? Why does thanksgiving lead to the transformation of life of human beings? Number one is that thanksgiving is enjoyed by God. God enjoys thanksgiving. Just like some of you here enjoy porridge, or you enjoy pounded yam, or you enjoy ice cream. God enjoys thanksgiving. It is sweet for belly. You know that song? It is where you they do this. Make me leave it. Wait, don't worry. They will sing it later when it's time. It is sweet God for belle. Like sugar, like honey. He enjoys it. Number two, why does thanksgiving with a difference differentiate Christians? It is an expression of desire to please God. Psalm 69 verse 30 and 31. Psalm 69 verse 30 and 31. Psalms 69. Verse 30. Bible says, I will praise the name of God with a song, and we magnify him with thanksgiving. Say, this also shall please God better than an ox or a bullock that had horns and hoofs. That is, God loves this thanksgiving, and it shows that you are expressing yourself to him, and it will please him more than any other thing. Number three. Why does thanksgiving differentiate people and lead to their transformation of their life? It is an expression of honor to God. You only worship the person you honor. That's why God doesn't want us to worship another person. Say, thou shalt worship no other God. God does not want us. He wants our highest honor. Somebody say highest honor. Highest honor. Highest honor. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. The B part. He said, he that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem him. Anybody that they are talking about me, and then he's doing as if he's, we are mates. He said, I will despise him. You will not be despised. That is, oh God, don't let me say that. That is, let me say it in a softer manner. When I'm sharing things and it's there, I pass him by. I look at him like this. This little thing I've done for you cannot honor me again. I pass him. God will not pass you by. Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. Every man that honors God with thanksgiving is a man of honor. Every woman that takes Thanksgiving Day special, that takes Thanksgiving time serious, God takes him serious. Those that forget it. Yeah, maybe we are just going to dance like we have been dancing before. What's the big deal? Number four, why does God bless and differentiate thanksgivers? Thanksgiving ushers us into God's mighty presence. Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. The reason why God differentiates thanksgiving is because thanksgiving is what will make you access the house. To access where God is, it is only thanksgiving that can make you get there. You can't go there grumbling. You can't go to God. You can't access God with grumbling and murmuring. Oh God. Oh God. What nonsense. Eh? Is this where I'm supposed to be right now? Eh? Ah, look at the money in my pocket. Is this the amount of money? You can't access God like that. God, I'm just pitying you. That's why I'm still coming to your house. I'm just having mercy on you. If not because I'm just looking at it, I won't even deal with you again. Ah, God say, okay. We're done. Osha prapra abi. All the things you are saying, we are hearing them outside. All the things we are hearing them. Oh God. Shout hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, not murmuring. Not with any, just enter into his gate. Once you enter God's gate, it has to be with thanksgiving. Number five, why does God bless and differentiate thanksgivers? It shows that they are proud of him. How many of us are proud of God here? Mark 8 verse 38. Mark chapter 8 verse 38 expands that scripture. Mark chapter 8 verse 38. He says, Therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words, that is, of the ability to thank me and appreciate me. Anybody that is ashamed of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. God will not be ashamed of you. That is, if it's time to thank God and it's as if you are looking ashamed of worshiping me, it looks like worshiping me is like a shameful thing. He said, you don't have a choice. I cannot also respond to you. I've not seen any clothes in this world I can wear that cannot go on the floor for God. I was telling them at our leaders and workers this morning, if I enter a place and they say I can't mention God, if I enter a place and they say God cannot be mentioned, I walk out. I was in a place yesterday speaking, and big people were there, and I wanted to pray. Remove your cap. I wish I saw someone that didn't remove his cap. God, do you know who we are talking about? Jehovah, Yet on half of the message. It's amazing, but it's worthwhile because he's enjoying it. It ain't where you do for me, they sweet my belly, nice sugar, nice honey. Wake me in wonder. Let me try to get to half, then we'll stop. We'll move on to worship God. Just half. Then number seven. Number six. Why Thanksgiving is so important and why it differentiates us is because Thanksgiving is a form of sowing which must harvest reaping. When you are thanking God, you are sowing. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Whenever you are thanking God, you are sowing. And when you are sowing, you must reap. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever you sow, whenever you sow thanksgiving, you reap some things. And they are called blessings. I will rush through a few of these blessings and I will round up there. I'll leave other things to another time. Dimensions of blessings accessible by thanksgiver. Dimensions of blessings accessible by thanksgiver. Number one is multiplied daily benefits. Multiplied. Psalm 68 verse 19. Blessed be God, which daily loaded us with benefits. He loaded us. God will load you. I say God will load you. God will load you. The loading he will load you will exceed Dangote trailer loading. He said, when you thank God, you have qualified for loading. You have your way bill. You go straight to the place where blessings are, in the place of your prayer. You say, Jesus, this is my desire. And he will load you. My father will load you. Listen, as God liveth, what you have not prayed for yet, he will give you now. I say, what you have not even asked for God for yet. You have not yet asked God that, God, please, I want a baby, he will give you. That is, you are married. You have not started even talked about it yet to God at all. He will give it to you. You just entered school. You don't have any GP yet. You have not even said, God, this is what I want. But he gives you straight A's. You have not yet thought of the kind of car you want. But the one that is the best of the best. The latest model, he will give it to you. you have not even bought a land yet, but supernaturally he blesses you with a whole house. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Dimensions of blessing accessible by thanksgiving. Number two is long life. Somebody say long life. Breath is for thanksgiving. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verse 6. So your breath is for God. And as long as you are using that breath for God, there is a dimension of long life you will have that nobody can stop. I say nobody can stop it. Psalms 91 verse 16. Psalm 91 verse 16. Because somebody is here, God will satisfy you with long life. God will satisfy you with long life. I say God will satisfy you with long life. With long life will I satisfy him. Who is that him here? Who is that I here? If you are that person, let me hear you say a good amen. That mark of death around your family, that mark is wiped away today. That mark of death around your children is wiped away today. That mark of death around you is wiped away today. You spirit of high blood pressure, I take authority over you. You are wiped out today. You are wiped out today. You are wiped out today. Somebody's high blood pressure just got arrested now. Just now. Just now. Just now. You will hear good news. 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 Let me hear you shout every game. Number three dimension of blessing that comes to people that give God thanksgiving with a difference is supernatural lifting from the dust. Psalm 113 verse 7 to 9. Psalm 113 verse 7 all through to verse 9. Because somebody is here today, God will lift you from the dust. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. God always lifts people out of the dust if they thank him. If you are ready to thank him, you are coming out of the dust. You are coming out of shame. That's what it means. You are coming out of ridicule. That's what it means. You are coming out of poverty. That's what it means. As from today, songs of joy will never be scanty in your house. Ariwo, ariwo, ariwo ayo, nile re o, ariwo, 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 shout a big hallelujah! Shout a big hallelujah! Let me hear your loudest hallelujah! Shout of joy will now be scattered in your family in the name of Jesus. Supernatural lifting from the dust. Maybe you are in the dust of shame. Maybe you are in the dust of struggling. Maybe you are in the dust of barrenness. Maybe you are in the dust of joblessness. You are coming out of that dust today. Listen, for one person here, two people here, three, as many that can take it, that are jobless, as God liveth, much will not end without you being getting a job. As many you are standing in the gap for, your fiancé, your husband, your brothers, your sisters, anywhere they are, this prophecy gets to them right now. They are sending you a WhatsApp message showing you they got a brand new job. They are sending you a text message showing you that they got a brand new contract. somebody will get a contract that will match his total 1 year salary at a stretch. You will get a contract that will be more than your 1 year salary at a stretch. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I really need to stop now. I will just take this one more dimension of blessing that provokes thanksgiving. Dimension of blessings for thanksgivers. I said number one is what? Access. Sorry? Yes, access to multiplied daily benefit. Number two, long life. Number three, spiritual lifting from the dust. And number four is answered prayers. One of the most drastic miracles that Jesus did was done through thanksgiving. That is the raising of Lazarus in John 11, 41 to 44. John chapter 11, verse 41 to 44. Lazarus has not come out of the grave when Jesus began to thank God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, he did not come there and say, No. He wasn't jumping up and using his head to hit the tiles. No, there's nothing bad in that. You have the grace for that. This is what we have grace for, and that's what we are doing. He said, Father, I thank. He had not seen Lazarus come out of the grave yet. He had not seen his results, that of the exam written yet. He had not found what was missing yet. He had not found a wife or she was not pregnant yet. However, she said, Father, I thank you. Know that song? Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Father in heaven, come on now. Father in heaven, we glorify your name. Glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We'll learn it more some other time. Jesus had not seen Lazarus come out yet. He began to thank God. Baba nigbati mo ri be se to. Baba nigbati mo ri be se to. Baba nigbati mo ri be se to. Mo wa so pe ofe. Baba balagba. In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As it is in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Our Father, who art in heaven.
I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.